You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk. Hi, welcome to the very first issue of the podcast for 2026. Hooray, we've arrived. Another year starts. This is the first one. So, you're running a small business, right? This podcast is for you. This is where I try and condense all of the stuff that I do for my small business clients and to help you move forward in the right direction, in the right way with the cutting edge tools. So let's get that out of the way first. If you're running a small business, then you're obviously aware of how tough it is out there, how the marketing we used to do is no longer working or is no longer as effective as it once was. And if you're trying to get advice from your accountant or a solicitor or someone that is providing you with professional guidance and advice, you will be aware of the fact that where that advice doesn't necessarily answer questions and you type it into a search engine, you are now getting AI results or artificial intelligence results, which are very close to the advice and guidance you used to pay for from your professional advisor. Now, we are at a pinch point now where the artificial intelligence models, the ChatGPTs of this world and the Claudes of this world, the Geminis of this world, which is Google's platform, are able to pass accountancy exams, basic law exams, and can do a lot of the stuff that we used to pay solicitors and accountants to do. Now, what you need to be aware of, there is nuance there, because a human being understands little bits about your business and the way you work, which may make a difference in relation to how your tax is calculated, or the nuances around solving a particular legal problem. AI is very bad at that. AI is very bad at joining the dots. A few years ago, 20 years ago, we had Google, which is just a massive sorting engine. Google just sorts chunks of data and then returns that data to you when you type in an inquiry. It's like you imagine a great big bucket full of data or full of information, and you used to put your hand in there and try and find that information and pull it out. You would take many attempts to get the right information you wanted. All Google did was sorted that information out into an understandable format, and it managed the results. The AI models that we're currently working with are not much better than that on the face of it, because they have literally just searched through lots of data and are returning that information, the information to you based on your query on what it thinks is the right result. Notice what it thinks, because it thinks is quite important. Depending on how you structure your question, depending on how you type that in, your prompt, as they're called, into the model, will depend on the kind of result you get. One of the things that the AI models won't do is ask you another question. So when you say, how much tax do I have to pay based on last year's turnover? If you give it last year's turnover, the AI models will run off and do some calculations and give you a rough figure, which is completely incorrect. Whereas if you ask your accountant, he's going to say, well, actually, it depends, because we need to look at what your expenses are. We need to look at profit and loss from the previous year to see if we're carrying that forward. And we'll ask you some further questions to test his or her understanding. Whereas the AI models don't do that. They try and give you an answer. And there's lots of reasons for that, which I'm not going to go into detail. But what I'm trying to get to at this point is that we're putting our faith into all of these online models, and they're not necessarily going to be delivering what you think they're going to be delivering, but they are going to be causing lots of problems for us small business owners as we go forward. Because from a customer perspective, They now are able to go to an AI model and type in their question and get their question answered without having to phone a professional. Sometimes that information will be right, sometimes that information will be wrong. But what we used to do was we used to use a series of online tools. We would put information out there on social feeds or via email or by writing content for our websites. Our customers would find that information, see us as being the specialist, and would make contact and say, "Oh, hiya, Bob. I noticed you're a kitchen fitter. I need a kitchen fitted in so and so, so and so." Now, certain roles like kitchen fitting and stuff that needs to be done manually, some where you physically have to turn up and do a job, they're going to be outside of the AI net because you're still going to need a plumber or a kitchen fitter. Someone needs to turn up and physically do it. But if you're an accountant or a solicitor and you can get access to information and work remotely, you don't need to be belly to belly with someone, then there's a great deal of pressure going to be coming from these various tools. Now possible to use an AI tool that's based in Spain to deliver your UK tax return. It's a handful of firms that are currently doing that. And so with these AI tools, there comes great reward, but there also comes great risk. And my approach to this has always been that we need to be using the AI models and the AI tools in order to help us do better business, to help us think a bit more clearly about where we're positioning ourselves and how we're going to make this work for us. Because without a doubt, it's a powerful tool for the 20 quid a month you get access to an all singing, all dancing, sorting stroke guidance engine that can help you solve many problems. But with this reward also comes risk, the risk of getting it wrong, the risk of it not giving you the right answer or the answer that's expected or the answer that will work, because the answer that will work, it depends. When you say to me, "Oh, Richard, we've got a sales problem," and I say, "Well, okay, I take it you've got a sales problem because you're not making enough sales." There could be 200 reasons for those sales to be problematic. You're not making enough. The AI tools are not going to give you those 200 answers. And if they do, it becomes overwhelming and doesn't answer the question for you. So this is where I see the 2026 panning out as being an interesting year. We have access to this new technology, which is going to shake things up a lot. It's going to put a good deal of our businesses under a bit more pressure to function and do things in a slightly different way. We're also going to see tons and tons of AI slop and misinformation and all sorts of stuff that's appearing around the edges. But I think overall it's going to be positive for us small business owners if we use the tools. Anyway, that's my intro to 2026. There's going to be more to come on this subject, I am sure. If you're stuck with any of this, then please get in touch via the website www.therichardsmith.com, or if you're running a small or micro business over at smallbusinessninja.co.uk. And yeah, just shout. Let me know what your problem is. Let me and I'll give you a couple of possible solutions completely free of charge. And because that's the kind of guy I am. Anyway, joking aside, if you're stuck with any of this, then please get in touch. But I say it's going to be an interesting year, whichever way we look at it.